Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a little different quiz show today for those of you used to a certain dynamic in play here. I was about to Facebook Live myself just offering running commentary on it, but here's the situation if you missed our announcement. Joe's down 23 weeks to 17. That's how this goes. There are, if you're scoring at home, what, Craig, this is... I think there's 4 weeks left in the year.
23 wins, not 23 weeks. Wins. That's confusing.
Yeah, that's true, actually. So there's four left. Three more after today. Four counting today. So he can't win. However, we've extended our buddy a lifeline of sorts here. It's a four-question quiz show today.
This is a lose-lose proposition, but go ahead.
You can win, but still your dignity takes a huge hit. Yes?
That yeah, kind especially of thing. If I don't get all these four questions right. It's embarrassing.
All right, so... 4 weeks left in this. Every one of there's four, in Craig's opinion, easy questions today because Craig said he got them all right and he feels they're pretty simple. Every one of these that Joe
no
gets.
No added pressure, just I got all
every
right.
Every one of these that Joe gets correct takes adds one win to his total.
Right.
He could win four times today. Be down two wins with three games to go.
That's right.
And get right back in it.
I'm ready. Thank you for that easy explanation. Go ahead.
All right, Joe. The first question.
Yes.
He is the first African-American coach to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
He's not going to get it.
Yes, I am going to get it. You're laughing because I take a second to think about a question?
Yeah, actually.
What a jerk, honestly. Tony Dungy.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
23 to 18. Climbing back in it.
All right, I have to try and figure out the order of these to create some suspense. So the next one we're going to go with is, yeah, this one. There are three NCAA men's basketball coaches with 900 or more wins. Name them.
All time?
Yes, Division
no,
I. Yester-
no, in the last year.
In 2014.
I'm not going to do this if he's going to do that, honestly. This is ridiculous.
All right, I'll be silent. I'll
Shut
go take
up.
A walk.
Okay.
All right, three NCAA men's basketball coaches, Division I, 900 or more wins. Who are they?
I mean, this is a tough one, Craigers. This is not that easy.
Wasn't that tough for me? Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Chris isn't. I'm trying to take on Chris's role now.
Wasn't that tough for me?
You have a lifeline, right? We've established you.
I'm not going to him for my lifeline.
No, but you also have the normal lifeline.
I'll take a lifeline, yeah.
Okay, your choices are.
I should read this so he has to get his lifeline from me, even though I'm just reading the standard one.
Bobby Knight.
Uh-huh.
Dean Smith.
Uh-huh.
Adolph Rupp. One of the three of those is correct, and then you have to give me the other two.
You think this is that easy? Does he? You go ahead and get it, Malzi, after I'm done.
Okay.
Does he know the answer already?
No, he doesn't. So I won't say if you're right. You give me your answer, and I'll let Chris give me his answer.
All right, I'm going to say Bobby Knight.
So then I need two others not on that list that I gave you.
Not on that list. All right. Bobby Knight, John Wooden, and Coach K.
Chris, who would you say?
Bobby Knight, Coach K, and Boeheim.
One of you is correct.
It ain't Joe.
It's Chris.
Yeah, because he saw the answer.
No, I didn't show them to him. No,
yes, he
I
did.
Didn't.
All right,
he
you still have two more questions to get back into this. So two more questions left.
I don't want him in the room, honestly.
All right, I'll take a hike. Hold on here for a second.
It's like
just
it's
wait.
Like,
just wait.
It's like 58 to 52 over the last 110 quiz shows, and this guy's acting like he's, you know.
Fan weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Year-end model closeout sale is going on now. Dropping into the high 20s, low 30s tonight, and then 40s tomorrow for a high, but it should be sunny. At 5:05, just to do all my work here, we're going to be talking about what Mike Mitchell said and the state of football in general. Is he right about it, that it's a man's game and don't get in the way of it? We're going to get into all that. We're going to get your thoughts on the state of football in 2017 at 412-928-9370. Craig, why don't you make these last two each worth two to give him a better shot here.
And you have my permission, Chris. Go. He's leaving the room.
Bye.
He's gone.
Finally.
So, Joe.
Lock the door.
Just us. Chris is gone. Last two questions. Only one player has won the World Series MVP for two different teams.
These are not that easy, Craigers.
You can call Chris if you want as your lifeline.
Where is he? Oh, my God. He's in your seat.
He is.
And he's
you can
laughing.
Hear him laughing through the wall.
Only one guy has won the World Series MVP for two different teams. All right, can we call him? We'll call Chris.
Yeah, this is going to be difficult because I got to go back into the other studio.
All right, have him come back to the mic.
Okay, Chris, you're allowed back in.
I'm begging you. What do you got?
You heard the question. You were in the other room.
Just read it again. I need to center myself.
Only one player to win the World Series MVP.
By the way, Boeheim had a bunch of wins vacated. Did he include those?
I don't know.
All right, we'll check on that because I've been ripped off before here.
Yeah, but you still said somebody that was wrong because you said
right,
Wooden.
Right, but he might have too.
Yeah, but he doesn't get anything for it. Okay, anyways, back to the question. Who cares?
I want you to only leave the studio, Joe.
Only player to win World Series MVP for two different teams.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys even want, like, the decade he did it?
Yes, give me that.
Chris, are you okay with
me
giving him that?
Yeah, if you give him the decade, that's fine.
70s.
Okay, that takes out the guy I would have said.
The 70s?
Yeah.
Won the World Series MVP with two different teams, huh?
Yes.
It's a little harder than I thought it would be.
The World Series MVP with two different teams? Craigers. Oh, no, that couldn't be it.
I can confer with Chris. If you have a name.
Give me a position.
No, that's it. You already got a hit. If you have.
Now you can't get a baseball question right. After a whole year of this guy asking you baseball questions, now I'm desperate and you can't get one right.
Do you have a name you're thinking, Joe?
No, I have nothing that I'm thinking.
Chris, do you have a name that's coming
70,
to mind?
70, 71 Pirates, 79 Pirates, a bunch of Yankees, Oakland A's.
I got it.
Wait.
I got it off of you saying that. You know what? I'm going to answer it for him.
Who is your name?
Reggie Jackson.
Joe, are you going with Chris's answer or is he sabotaging you?
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, I'll go Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson's
correct.
Yeah, you two have collaborated.
Now get out.
Now goodbye again.
I'd like to offer my hand in friendship.
Joe, don't fall for it. Oh, he did shake your hand.
Yeah,
he did.
I gave him the left hand, though. I win that one.
He gave me a bit of
ew,
a limp
your
wrist
hands are all oily.
All right, Joe, last question.
It was a Steve Peterson a little bit with the left hand.
2014's NBA rematch.
At least he didn't sign Narduzzi to a 7-year deal. I'm sorry, did I say that? Go ahead.
2014's rematch between the Spurs and Heat was the first in the NBA since these two teams met in the finals in the 90s in back-to-back finals. So Spurs and Heat met back-to-back years.
Yes.
That was the first time it happened since these two teams had
met
done it.
Met in the 90s. Okay. Now, first of all, I commend you for the question because this is in my wheelhouse.
I know it.
Don't say that and get it wrong then, though.
Well, I might. I might get it wrong.
Then don't build it up like it's in my wheelhouse.
Just give me one of the teams.
No. You
no.
can't do that.
Get out of here. You're supposed to be gone. Get out.
Come on. This is easy.
Get out.
Do you want like the year that it? Like in the decade that it happened?
Yeah, the year.
Chris, can I give him the decade? No, not year. I'll give you the decade.
You just did, the 90s.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I won't give you anything more than that. Because that, I was told that and gave it away. I thought.
All right, then let's go through the 90s.
You
had the Pistons, you had the Spurs and the Knicks. You had, certainly the Knicks didn't make it back.
This might be more enjoyable than the regular
quiz show. Did you have the Pistons or were they the 80s? No.
I'm enjoying it. How many points has he
actually got? Well, you had the Bulls a bunch of times.
He's gotten two right.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Here we go, Joe.
I watched the second one of these with my ex-girlfriend in Washington, D.C. and a bunch of her friends from the Peace Corps, and then she completely blew me off, so I wound up meeting some guy from Chicago. I was rooting for the Utah Jazz. He was rooting for the Bulls. Chalk up a win, Gregor.
3 of 4 he got right, Chris. Get us out of here.
And we offered him 2 points for one of them, so he got 4 points out of the deal.
Yes. I'm within what, 3?
No, you're within 2 now. You can, if you run the table and win the next 3 weeks, December 27th, if you were to do that, you'd be crowned the 2017 champion with no asterisks or anything like that whatsoever.
And yet, I'll take more satisfaction out of eradicating your Boeheim answer. I'm going to look up college coaching wins right now.
Yeah, sure, do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.